Tumeya. If so, you have a hundred of Lam Gimel. If so, Homani Mekayim. What do I do with this pasuk over here that says V'im? That it says V'im Kol Behema Tumeya. Homani Mekayim V'im Kol Behema. Ashliak Revenu Memeno Korban Hashem. So where it says V'dash is talking about Babali Mumin Sheyiftu. Even though the pasuk says Behema Tumeya, it doesn't really mean Tumeya. It just means that Tumeya for Korban Fakrova means it has a Bal Mum on it, and now you want to redeem it. So Mura says, Yochel, I would have thought to say that Yiftu Amum Eiver, as long as there's any type of a mum on the Behem, even though it's going to go away, you could redeem it right now. Talmud Leim, no, the Pasuk says, Hashem Leik Revenu Mimenu, meaning to say, Shein Ekreva Kolika, that there's no way you'll be able to bring it for a korban anymore. Then you could redeem it. But Yotze Tzuzu, but only a mum Eiver means it only has a scratch now that will heal up and later become well again. Shayna Kreva Yom, it's only you can't bring it today, it has to scratch now. Elo Lamachi, you could. So the Apostle is not talking about that. So the Apostle is talking about Ashliyak Revenu Memenu, a mum kavua, that you'll never be able to be part to bring it for carbon anymore. And on this type of a behemoth, so it's again, it's a regular carbon, it was a carbon, that became a bal mum. And on this, the Apostle says, V'yom Arachamona, Ovod Lei Hamod Evarocha. Here the Apostle says, V'hemid Es Abayim Lefnei Akayin. V'hemid means it has to be standing. The next pasuk says the herech hakoyin oisa betoy ben ro. That's the next pasuk. But koponim here by a bal mum, the pasuk says you need hamodol. It has to be able to be standing, not of its mace already, not of a dart already. Now, omarav gidlo marav. So this is the raya to Rav Yechanan that even by kedushas mizbeach. Here we're talking about a regular korban, because it became a bal mum later. So it says you need hamodol. So you see, even by a regular kedushas mizbeach, still you need Hamadav Arocha. Now the Gemara says, that's a right to Rav Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidlo Marav, my time with the Rosh Lakish. What's the reason to Rosh Lakish? That he said, Yom, he said the Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, it's only Kotchim by the Kabayis, Hoyi Bechal Hamadav Arocha. But Kotchim Mizbeach, Hoyi Bechal Hamadav Arocha. How does Rosh Lakish know to say that according to the Tanakhama, he agrees that if it's Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need Hamadav Arocha? In other words, this Pasuk is not talking about a Kedushas Mizbeach. How does he know it? It's only talking about Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Because he says, B'darshin from the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk says, the Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Feherech HaKoinoiso, the coin has to value how much it's worth. It says, Bein Toivu Bein Ra, whether it's good or whether it's bad, meaning whether it's a Balmum or not. So Rosh Lakish says, Ezeo Dova, what thing is it? Shein Echolot, there's no difference, Bein Toivu Bein Ra, whether the animal is a Tamimim, or whether the animal is a Balmum. Have you heard me? You have to tell me, Zeh Kotchim Bedek Abayis. When you mark this, it's time for the Bedek Abayis, for the Domim of it, it doesn't make enough meaning whether it's a Balmum or not. But when you mark this for a Mizbeach, it depends. If it's a Balmum, you can't be marked this for the Mizbeach. Now, so the Kitz according to Rosh Lakish is Pasuk, the Herech HaKoinoiso is talking about Kotchim Bedek Abayis. And the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says over here, Oiso. It says a word here, it says, Herech HaKoinoiso. Bein Toivu Bein Ro. So Diga Iso means only here you need Hamadav Arocha and not someplace else. So what does it mean to say not like that? It means to say Iso Lemute Kotchim Mizbeach, that Kotchim Mizbeach does not need Hamadav Arocha. That's what Rosh Shimon Dashan this Pasuk. Freddy Gemov Reb Yechon, that he says no, the Pasuk is talking about even Kotchim Mizbeach. If so, Iso Lemute Mai. So at the end of the Pasuk, when it says the Lashon Oysa, only this one, not something else, what does it come to exclude? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Kotchim Mizbeach and Kotchim Bedek Abayis has the din of Hamod of Arocha. So what does the Pasuk say, Oysa, only this, not something else? So when it says, it means Lemute Balmum Mikora. This is like the Brisa said before, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees, if you have a behema, that first it became a Balmum, and now you go to be Makdashit, even though you mean to be Makdashit, which is Aguf, it's not really Chalik, which is Aguf on it. But this type of a behemoth, when you go to redeem it, you don't need Hamad of Aracha. That's a Miyat HaKura Oysam, only a regular Kedushas Bedek Abayis, or else a regular Kedushas Mizbeach. But over here, that's Nishtehin, it's neither of them really, because it was a Balmum Mikara, even though it's Chala Kedusha on it, this Kedusha could go off with pigeon, even though you do not have Hamad of Aracha. Now the Gemara says, Ola Tona Devei Levi, but according to the Tona Devei Levi, the Yom that he says, Tiafilo Balmum Mikara. Bechlal Hamad of Arocha, Gemara and Bechoris we had. That he yields even though the behemah was the Balmum to start off with. And then you will mark the shit, you want to put a Kedushas Aguf on it. Now when you go to redeem it, you have to have Hamad of Arocha. If so, The Tony Levi that we learned, Levi learned, HaKol Hoye B'Chol Amad Avarocha, every single behemoth, when you any type of a hegdish, a chal on the behemoth, when you go to redeem it, it has to be Amad Avarocha. If so, Yafilu Bamumi Koro, even though it's a Bamumi Koro. And so that's what he says, that's what Levi Shita is. And also, V'chein Tony Rav Levi Matis, Rav Levi learned in the Bryce source like this, that he said, Yafilu Chaya, Yafilu Oifis, that even a chai and a knife also, if you makdish them, when you go to redeem them, you have to have hamad v'rocha, that's his shita. So the kasha now is, according to Levi, what does he do with the word oiso? For the Gemara Ayvo, ksiv oiso, which is mashma, only this type of a behemoth needs hamad v'rocha, but not something else. So there should be a meat, something does not need hamad v'rocha. And according to Levi, all behemoths need hamad v'rocha. According to Rabbi Levi, it's a kasha, this word, and the Torah says, oiso, like according to him, there's no miyat, it's a little kasha, what does he dash for the word oiso? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, my time is the Rav Shimon. What's the svar of Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon in our Mishnah says that by Kedusha, Bedek Habayis, there's no din hamad v'rocha. I look who this last pasuk says, Ben Toiv L'ra, which is mash, even by Kedusha, Bedek Habayis, there is hamad v'rocha. Says, so what's time of Shimon the owner? He says, Kotche Mizbeach Hoye B'chol Hamad V'Rocha. But Kotche Bedek Abayis the Hoye. How come he says Kotche Bedek Abayis no? He says, the Yom HaKor, because the Pesuk says, Teherach HaKoyin Oiso Ben Toivu Ben Ra. See, Dashan's like this. Eiz a Dove, which type of a Korban is it? Which type of a Kedusha? Shecholuk, that is a difference, Ben Toivu Ben Ra, that Toiv is good and Ra is no good, Mina Balmum is no good. So the contra Rav Shimon, the second pasuk is talking about kotshim mizbeach, and on this v'yom akro the pasuk says oiso. Only here there's a parsha of amad v'rocha. Lemuti means to exclude bedek habayis. The kedushas bedek habayis does not have a din hamad v'rocha. That's Rav Shimon's svara. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, bein toiv l'ra mi boilei. The pasuk just should have said bein toiv l'ra, not bein toiv u'bein ra. Kasha. That's lulu b'kasha. Because more mashma like Rish Lakish, that both dina machal, whether the behemoth is toiv, whether the behemoth is ra, kedusha is chal on it. So that's bedek habayis. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you want to tell me no, the pasuk means there's a difference between toiv and ra, that the kedusha is only chal on toiv, on a temimim it's chal kedusha zaguf, not on the ra balmum. So pasuk just should have said ben toiv le ra, not ben toiv u ben ra. So that's a kasha. Nothing more says meisu. I have a question. There's a braisa that it says, meisu, if the animals die, so tamimim, if the animal was a tam, not a balmum, yikovru. Mashmi, you can't be paidirit, you can't redeem it, you have to just bury it. O balmum, let's say these animals were balimumim, then you could redeem them, even though they're nesu, and even though you can't make hamad v'rocha, you do not need hamad v'rocha. But the medva mamur, remember what they said, the kotshim is beach, does not need hamad v'rocha. So this chudus be right to Rish Lakish. Aber the kotshim, bedek habayis, then bein tamimim, bein balimumim, yikavru. This is the right Rish Lakish. That bagduches bedek habayis, you do not need hamad v'rocha. So therefore, why if it makes tamimim, do you have to bury it? Rashi says it's tamam mailah, it's a chumim mid rabbanon to bury it. But when it dies, a balmum, even though it's mace now, you could redeem it because kotshim is beach, does not need hamad v'rocha. But kotshim bedek habayis does need hamad v'rocha. So if it's dead, it can't be standing. So you have to let it. You have to bury it. You can't redeem it. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echad Kotshe Mizbech, Yechad Kotshe Bedek Habayis, it depends. Tamimim, Yikovru. He holds there is this Maila, that calls him on its a tam, and it dies, you have to bury it. But the Bali Mumim, if it's a Bali Mum, then Yiftu. So Master Rabbi Shimon holds both, or by Kedushas Mizbech and Kedushas Bedek Habayis, by both of them he holds you do not need Hamad of Barucho. Therefore, even though the behemoth died, when it's a Bali Mum, you could be part of it. But I call upon it from the beginning of the Brayse, it's the Yuftah the Rav Yechon, the Kashan Rav Yechon, and the Reish from the beginning. That Rav Yechon says, the Rabbanon hold even by Bedek Habayis, you have to have a Mod of Rocha. And here the Brayse says, me even by Kotshe Mizbeach. And here the Brayse says clearly, by Kotshe Mizbeach, if it dies and it's a Baal Mum, you could be part of it. You do not need a Mod of Rocha. So the Kashan Rav Yechon. So my answer is, Omelach Rav Yechon, it's like this, Omelach Rav Yechon, Hocha B'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here. Here the beginning of the Brayse is talking about where the behemoth was first the balmum, and then you went to be makdish, and even though you want to make the better kedushas mizbeach, on that the Rabbi Yochanan had the post before Oisa that said where the behemoth was the balmum first, even though you mean to be Makdash Kedushas Mizbeach, no matter what's chal on it, whenever you want to be poitered with it, you can be poitered with it, even though it's nice. On that, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees. That's what the Braisa means here. When not a real Kedushas Mizbeach, just it was kotshu when it was a Balmum. And the Mora says, Ochen Nami Mistavdiv this far also. Because deep time, if you want to tell me, we're talking about now, Shekodem Hagdashin Es Mumam, that's a regular korban. That's first you were Makdash the Behema, and then it became a Balmum. If so, lift look Rav Shimon Allah, how come Rav Shimon doesn't argue on this? Rav Shimon should have argued right away and said that he could be part of it. Elalash Ramin is Mr. Proof to say that the Balmum Mikara, it's talking about a Balmum Mikara. And a Balmum Mikara, everybody agrees. Nikash Rav Shimon should have argued, because Rav Shimon also holds the current Rav Yechanan that Kotchim is Veyach needs Hamada Barocha. Rav Shimon only says the Kotchim, but the Gabayas does not need. So if the Rish is talking about a regular Kotchim is Veyach, Rav Shimon should have argued and said, you can't be part of it. And Lamai, we're talking about a Balmum Mikara. Therefore, everybody agrees that you could be part of it, even though it's mace. You don't need Hamada Barocha. So Mora says, if so, and lame if so, the Astab Shat over here, lame it to have the tooth of the Rosh Lakish, it should be a kash on Rosh Lakish then. There should be a kash on Rosh Lakish. Rashi says, do mikufa shaminen, the abam mumikora koi. It's only going to abam mumikora, Rashi is coming time with abam mumikora. But mashmif wouldn't have been abam mum, mashmif would have been a regular kedusha, Mizbeach chal on the behema, then you cannot be proiderit if it was mace. So that's not like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish said on Kedushas Mizbeach, there's no din hamad of Rocha. So what's the Nechnami? Rosh Lakish mukum lo b'shekodem ekdesh nes mumen. No, Rosh Lakish turns the braisa to where it says it. Even though it's a Kedushas Mizbeach, he holds there's no din hamad of Rocha. Freddy Mori Yoch, that's the Pshad, Niflug of Shimon Allah, why don't you have Shimon argue also? Rav Shimon only says by Dedek Abayas does not need Hamad of Arocha. But by Kedushas Mizbech, Rav Shimon agrees you need Hamad of Arocha. So why don't Rav Shimon argue on the Tanakama, by Kedushas Mizbech, he should have said also, you cannot be part of it. So where's the Nechanami? Resh Lakish, when he learned this Braisa, Meitach Afach, he turned around the Braisa. V'ochi Moisev, this is the way he learned, Mimichil Tachwit, from a different learning. That Resh Lakish learned the Braisa this way. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says like this. What's going to be Meso? If the behemah died, bein tamimim, bein balimumim, whether it was a tam or balmum, you kovru, you have to bury it. Why? Because it's hamod of arocha, and since it's nice, you can't be proud of it. B'med v'amum, when was this said? B'kotche b'adik abayis. The kotche b'adik abayis, here you have to have a hamod of arocha, that's from Shimon Shita. Avu b'kodishim, but if it's kotche mizbech, yiftu, then you could redeem it. That's where Rosh Lakish holds. That akdushis mizbech, you don't need a hamod of arocha. But Rav Shimon argues and says, no, Rav Shimon Oimer, Temimim Yikavru. If it was a tam, you have to bury it to Mailah, you can't redeem a tam. O Balmum Yipoda. But Balmum, you could be Poida. When could you be more Poiderit? Only by Kedushas Badik Abayis. But by Kedushas Mizbech and Echnam, he would hold, you can't be Poiderit. So Moses is so, to Yufta the Rav Yochanan, Misaifun, the Saif, it's Mashtan like Rav Yochanan. Here it's Mashtan, Tanakam holds, that by Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need Hamad of Arocha, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So my answer is, Omelach Rabbi Yochanan, Rechel answer back, Omelach Rabbi Yochanan, Hocha b'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'mamul mikor, again, the Lord Yeshita, that even though it says Kedushas Mizbeach, it's not a real Kedushas Mizbeach. It means in a case where the behemah was first the Balmum, and then you will mark the shit. So that was Rabbi Yochanan had a posse before Isa to say, in such a case, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. And Hochinam, this also goes, Mustav, this is the Svar also. Because this time, if you want to tell me, we're talking about right now, Bishakodam Egdeshinis Mumum, if we're talking about now, that they will mark the shit first, and then it became a Balmum, so then Niflug Reb Shimon Allah, why didn't Reb Shimon argue on him? If it's a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, Reb Shimon should argue on the Reisha to say, you do need Hamad of Arocha. So, if so, it's a right to Reb Yechon, and we're talking about in the Reisha where it was only you will mark the Shabalmum. Furthermore, so at Elaymo, let's say again, Tiyavatyufta the Rosh Lakish, let's say again, it's a Kash and Rosh Lakish. Mashma only because it's a Balmum Mi'ikara, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. But if it would have been a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, then you would need Hamad of Arocha, again, not like Rosh Lakish. So again, the Gemara answers no. Omulach Rosh Lakish, like a Kedushas, you can say, Hocha B'mai Yaskin, who we're talking about over here, B'shekodam Hegdeshin Es Mumam. He'll hold no, the Bryce is talking about, we will mark the shit first, and it's a regular Kedushas Mizbeach. And that's what the Tanakhama says, you do not need Hamon Avarocha. But that's from Shimon Shita, that by Kedushas Mizbech, you do not need it. And so the question is, V'niflug of Shimon Allah, let Rav Shimon argue then, because Rav Shimon says, Bedek HaBayis does not need, but what does need? Kedushas Mizbech. So Rav Shimon should argue on Tanakhama, Omloch Reshlokh tells you yes. Hochinam is like a true the polygraph of Shimon. Rav Shimon Taki argues on the Tanakhama also. Rav Shimon, his shita is, Kedushas Bedek HaBayis does not need Hamad of Arochom, but Kedushas Mizbech does need. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimel Rab Zero, the Resh Lakas, according to Resh Lakas, Yomad, he says, Le Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Shita, Kachim is Beach, was Lehoye Vichlal Hamad of Arocho, he also Kachim is Beach, was not the Chlal Hamad of Arocho. Okatoni still it says, Kachim is Beach.